Good morning. Thank you so much for having us here today. Noreen and I are privileged to be part of the meeting or part of this church. We were here probably 8 years ago and have seen the space has doubled. Everything is looking amazing. Praise the Lord. I'd like to thank the eldership team for welcoming us here, inviting us here to be ministering with you. We really appreciate the partnership that is there between us and this church into Zimbabwe and into South America and all that you do around the world. May the Lord bless you. May you keep shining for the King and His kingdom. This morning, I'd like to dive into the Word of God, but I'll start with a story. Stories make sense because they reflect where we come from. There is a man that was born in a broken family. He did not get quality education growing up. The family was involved in ancestral worship. There were a lot of things that were happening. This man lived a hopeless life of poverty, brokenness, no future. Did not think his life will account for anything in the kingdom of God or even any contribution to his nation. All he thought of is only worthy to work as a gardener, maybe as a farm worker, that would be an elevation. But one day, this man was found by Jesus in his broken state, walked away from the family because they've been involved in lots of occultism, and then joined a cult that was syncretic. There was syncretism, which included Christianity, ancestral worship, and many other things. Got broken and thought, there is nothing good about church. There's nothing good about ancestral worship. I'd rather be myself. Started drinking and falling apart and doing all sorts of things that were wrong. One day, in his broken state, God found him. When God found this man in his confused state, he met a man that discipled him, loved him, cared for him, inputted into his life, chiseled some rough edges, showed him the hope that is in Christ Jesus. And this man gradually grew as was surrounded by other people that were like-minded, that were seeing the hope that is only found in Christ Jesus. And this man I'm talking about is standing right in front of you. There is power in the name of Jesus that transforms ordinary people to be extraordinary people for the King and His kingdom. Today, I'd like to talk about the church. You are chosen for a purpose. And the purpose that God has chosen us and brought us together, it is for His glory. It is for what He is building. It's not for special people. It's for everyone. Those with great backgrounds and those that don't have. God uses everybody. I'd like us to look at a metaphor that is found in the Old Testament. I'd like us to read the Word of God in Exodus chapter 26, verse 15 to verse 18 says, "You shall make upright frames for the tabernacle of acacia wood. 10 cubits shall it be the length of the frame and a cubic and a half, the breadth of each frame. There shall be two tenons on each frame for fitting together. So shall you do it for all the frames of the tabernacle. You shall make the frames for the tabernacle 20 frames for the south side. And the story goes on about these frames that were to be made, and they were to be made from acacia wood. I looked for this type of tree, how it looked like. We have the African acacias, but they were desert acacias that were right in front of Moses when God spoke to him. And this project was great because it was the project of God wanting to live among his people, as we see in Exodus chapter 25. He says, let them build a sanctuary so that I can live among them. And today, God is not building a tabernacle. He's building his church. The church is his dwelling place. These trees were rugged. These trees were rough. They were ordinary trees. They were not special trees. As we look at these ordinary trees, they represent ordinary people. Think about the characteristics of this wood or these trees. When you think of the characteristics of these trees, they reflect our journey, our life, what we go through. These trees grew in the desert. Not easy, hard. And this represents our dry times that we face, spiritual dryness and hardships and testing and loneliness that we face in our lives. They were rough trees, twisted, not straight, bent, funny shapes. But God chose these trees. We all have our knots. We all have our twisting. We all have our bends. We have stuff that we have gone through and stuff that we have. This represents our mistakes. Mistakes that we have made in life. Our stubborn habits that are like man's beard. You shave it today, tomorrow it appears again. Or our personality. You know, we have got personalities that are shaped by the hardships and the harsh environments that we find ourselves in. When we look at our lives, we feel unqualified to be part of what God is doing. We feel like we are insignificant in the plan of God. And yet God chooses the insignificant to do the significant. And I believe that God has called us to be a people of faith. We don't walk by sight, or we are not inspired by what we see, but we are inspired by the one whom we do not see, but holds us together. We all don't feel holy sometimes, and we feel ordinary. We feel like we are from the desert, but God looks at us as his church and say, there is my material that I want to use. There is the wood I want to use. In its twisted state, in its brokenness, in its roughness, I want upright frames to be made from a twisted piece of wood. God did not choose the cedars of Lebanon or the beautiful forest of KwaZulu-Natal that I saw that have got straight poles. God chose the twisted. And out of the twisted, he says, there is my material. There is what I want to use. And then we go to Ephesians chapter 2, Paul puts it this way. And I think Paul, when he's writing the book of Ephesians, incorporating the Gentiles and the Jews all coming together, becoming the church of Jesus, and uses lots of metaphor. We are the body, we are the family, we are this. I believe he's looking at the assembling of the tabernacle or the building of the temple. Because there was no New Testament then. He says, so then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Joined together by the tenants, we have become that which God is building. And says, build on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. That construction does not take a certain type of people. It takes ordinary people. I am the ordinary that God has chosen. I am the ordinary that God has transformed for his glory. You are that ordinary that God wants to use. God does not look at your education level. God does not look at what you did in the past. He overlooks our past because he wants to include us in the building of his temple, his dwelling place. This is the nature of the grace of God in Christ Jesus. He does not call the qualified. He qualifies those he called. He turns us from our own personal wildernesses with all our scars and rough edges and say, you are the material I would like to use to build my holy temple. But there's a process. The process is the cutting, the planning, the shaping, which is very important because if we all come to church and say, oh, okay, now I'm part of a church, but we don't allow the process of the cutting, of the shaping and the planing, we will still be excluded because we are not as straight as God wants us to be. We are not as useful as God wants us to be. I know people come to church, they think when you walk into the gate of the church and you walk, you sit in the church, you have become that which God wants you to be. There is a process, friends. And that process includes the cutting from being raw material to being something else. You cut to specific measures. God is specific. God knows what he wants, and he knows where he wants to fit each and every one of us. All we need to do is to respond and say, God, here am I. Do what you want to do with me. And when he's cut to be upright, there's planning, there's shaping, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. After that is done, it's overlaid and covered with gold. That smoothening is very important, for God has a divine purpose for each and every one of us. The process is uncomfortable. It's not comfortable at all. For this man standing here, I cried many tears. I turned my back from the one who was discipling me, because I thought he was being rough. He doesn't understand where I come from. He doesn't understand my history. He doesn't understand what I've been through. He wants me to be something that I've not been. It's not comfortable, but it's helpful. Sometimes it feels like God is sending away our stubbornness, our pride, and our thorny attitude. You know, there are people that are thorny. They pierce. And the reason why they pierce is because of their past. They're defending their character and their personality. And they're like, leave me as I am. God doesn't want to leave you as you are. Because if you are what you are not useful in what he's building. He wants to cut off some things off you so that you fit and be the right size for what he wants to do through you. That shaping is very important for his church that he is building. And this process is called sanctification. God is crafting each and every one of us. He uses his word as a measuring square. Is this cut straight? If doesn't fit in the word of God, he cuts off what is not right. He shows us where we need to align. He uses circumstances to smoothen our rough edges. He uses the community that we are part of, the other pieces of wood, the other acacia wood. If you look at the acacia tree, it's a very interesting piece. Why would God choose a crooked tree like that for such an incredible project of building a tabernacle? Wow. But God, in his wisdom, he uses what we don't think he will use. All we need to do is to respond to his word so that he overlays us with gold. The gold represents the righteousness of Christ, his divine nature. Our ordinary desert hardened lives are transformed by the grace and the glory of God. It turns us from being ordinary. We are not just wood. We are wood covered in gold. We have been turned from being common to be people that God would use. We are sacred. Like the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, 21 that we just read, we are built together into a holy temple, the dwelling place of the Lord. But we need a craftsman to do that. Craftsman is needed. And that's when we read in chapter 31 of Exodus, God says, in chapter 31, the Lord says to Moses, I've called by name Bezalel, son of Huri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. Why did God call him? God called him, anointed him. He says, filled him with the Spirit of God, with the ability and intelligence, with knowledge. God gives the craftsman the spirit, the knowledge, the wisdom, and all that is needed. Because if the acacia wood is raw, is not planed, is not crafted according to the plan, it's useless. But that crafting involves the craftsman that has the Spirit of God, the craftsman that is anointed for the task. Because God knows exactly how we must be crafted. Friends, leaders that we have around us, they are not CEOs, they are not managers. As the leaders, they are preparing us for that which God has for us. Their qualification is empowered by the Spirit of God more than a seminary degree. A seminary degree cannot change anyone's life. It is by the empowering of the Holy Spirit. Their skills is to make an artistic design. Their skills is to work with each and every one of us, every elder, deacon, small group leaders, ministry leaders. They are in for a job that God has called them to do. When they tell you stuff, they are not telling you stuff because they want to occupy your space. They're telling you stuff to help you become that which God wants you to become. Many people resist leadership, but leadership is good for you. It's good for the future that God has for your life. Amen. And God says he has given many men that are able to work. He has given them the artistic skills. It's not about one man. He calls a group of men that is working with this wood, that is working with the bronze, that is working with the gold to make sure that the tabernacle is built for his glory. And even today, God is calling different people with different roles, and their job is to guide us
is to work with us. The leadership role is to cut us and shape us according to the plan of God. If it wasn't for leadership, I wouldn't be what I am today. But I've got people that speak into my life, people that chisel off lovingly some things that are not supposed to be there. In the name of Jesus, may God help us to celebrate, love, and embrace leaders. Don't be difficult to a leader. They're not doing their own job. They're doing what God has called them to do. Because they have a sacred trust that God has given them. It requires a spirit-filled heart. It requires wisdom from the Lord to shape and not to break. Shape without breaking, to encourage uprightness, and to connect each piece to the whole. Everyone has to be connected together. If you have got rough edges, it's hard for you to be part of a home group. You always criticize. If you've got rough edges, it's hard for you to be part of a team because you always see the flaws of the team. There is no perfect person. We all have our imperfections. That's why we are a work in progress. But we call to work together. The tenons were there to join two rough pieces that have been shaped by the craftsman so that they belong together. God is looking for a people whom he can use. God is looking for a people that are willing to say, we are here, Lord, use us, but we need the craftsmen to do some work upon us. The finished product is, as we have read, we are no longer strangers, but we belong. We are citizens. We are members of the household of God, built on the foundations of the apostle, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the structure joined together. God's desire is for us to be joined together. It's for us to be belonging to his big picture that he has. The Acacia who, the ordinary people from ordinary places, shaped by the master craftsmen through the Holy Spirit-filled leaders, we are no longer just individuals in the wilderness. We are joined together, forming a holy temple where God himself dwells. In conclusion, friends, the challenge for us this morning is in twofold. The first part is, if you are the Acacia Wood, the ordinary member of the church, as I am a member of the church, in as much as I am a leader, I am a member of the church. I belong to this body. I belong to what Jesus is building. Will you submit to the process? Will you allow the craftsman to cut out, shape, and overlay with his grace? Will you trust that he is making you into something beautiful for his glory? Every word spoken, every discipleship time, every home group, everything that is done for your good, for my good, for the glory that God wants to see through each and every one of us. And if you are a craftsman, you are a leader of any capacity, will you rely on the Holy Spirit of God to fill you as he filled Bezalel? Will you see the people in your care not as a problem to be solved, but as precious acacia wood to be skillfully, lovingly shaped according to God's blueprint? And together, under the guidance of the ultimate craftsman, the Holy Spirit, we are being built from the wilderness to a dwelling place of God and his presence. We need to yield to him and say, Father, I come as I am. I'm that piece of wood cut from the wilderness. We have our own wildernesses that we come from. But when we come to the King of Glory, we put our lives in his hands and say, Father, do a work inside of me. We yield to him. We trust him to shape us, to fit into what he is building. May we not resist him who speaks. May we not resist him who wants to do a work inside of us by his power and using man. And leaders, may we not get tired. may we not see people as problems. It's easy to see people as problems because sometimes you try to touch them, they pierce you. You try to get into their spaces, they close you out. But because you are here, God loves you. Because you are here, God has a plan for you. God has a plan for you. No matter how broken you are, no matter how rough your past is, God has a plan for your life. And that plan is divine. That plan is that you fit into what He is building. You are special. In Jesus' name, amen.
Why don't you put that picture of the acacia tree up again? I thought it's such a powerful picture of the raw material that God uses to build the temple. And then I just decided to Google quickly. I wonder if acacia trees have thorns. It says, yes, they're known for their thorns. But what an amazing picture of God turning rough, gnarly wood into a temple. Why don't you stand? I'm going to ask Mali to pray for us. Worship team, I wonder if you guys would come up, and maybe it would be beautiful to land in a response this morning, just a fresh surrender to what God wants to do. But I'm challenged. I think we can identify with that as a picture. What God sees in us is the raw material for His temple, but it needs to yield. Why don't you pray for us as we respond?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you. We thank you for your word, for it is powerful. It is sharper than any double-edged sword. We thank you, Father God, for you know each and every one of us who are standing here today. You know where we have been. You know what you have been through. And Jesus, even the thorns, the twistedness, the roughness, and the knots that we have are known to you. Pray this morning, Lord God, that you touch each and every one of us, that we will yield to your spirit, yield to your carving and planing and smoothening so that we fit into the great plan that you have for you. Lord Jesus, we are the raw material. We're here and saying, Lord, use us, fit us into what you want us to do. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that our talents, our gifting, and all that you've put in us will start to shine as you smoothen us, as you're fitting us together and joining us together in this family called the church, the family of God, the temple of God, where your presence dwells. Jesus, may you be glorified through each and every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. This morning, I pray for those that feel they are far away from you, that they'll be drawn close to you, that they'll understand that you love them so much and you want to overlay them with the gold of your glory and righteousness. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.